Hello, audio boom boo people. Hope all is well. And I hope your weekend is going great so far. First of all, I am definitely very, very thankful that the new audio boo update was released. Now we have the opportunity to enjoy audio booms hassle-free. And have no problems with viewing posts or listening to posts on individual profiles and stuff like that. So, pretty cool stuff. I'm excited about that. Now, here's one thing I'm not excited about. People have been talking a lot lately about the changes to Audio Boom's policy. For those who don't know, there is now a change set in stone, and I really wish it wasn't. I really wish they could change this, but so far from what I've heard, I don't think that's going to happen anytime soon. But there is now a change where if you want to listen to somebody's audio boom that is shared over Twitter or Facebook or WordPress or any other social networking site, you must log in to an already existing account or create a new one. You cannot listen to audio booms outside of the, on the outside. You can't listen to it without signing in or signing up. I prefer to have my audio distributed to multiple people. And Dropbox, although I do have the pro plan, has been great for me for personal use. For distributing audio, however, I don't see myself using Dropbox only for the reason that there are security stuff implemented in where if so many people access your file, Dropbox has a fit with that. So that really sucks because cloud storage is quite expensive in certain areas. Now, I do know that Google Drive gives you 15 gigs of storage for free. I have an audio folder up on my Google Drive and I would love to share with people. But they give you this horrendously long URL and it starts with docs.google.com/ you know, whatever the long URL is. Well, we've been using Audio Boom for I don't know how long. Audio Boo. It will always be affectionately known to me as Audio Boo, because I think it's a very cool name, Audio Boo. And it was pretty sad because Audio Boo went downhill when it became Audio Boom. Then various apps were released with major bugs. And this wasn't a one-time thing. I'm very thankful that it has been fixed. And hopefully, if another version is to be released, hopefully we'll be adding new and exciting features and not disabling old ones, especially for voiceover users. Sighted people may be able to access some of the features, but some of the stuff was inaccessible to voiceover users. And that was pretty disappointing. But now you cannot use Audio Boom to really distribute your content widely. As a gentleman posted, he actually made it quite humorous. I believe his name was Harp Master. Correct me if I'm wrong. But he posted this little joke where is somebody on the cleaning crew running Audio Boom now? And he said something to the effect of, well, this person, you know, demonstrated as a joke, let's push this, flip the switch that says, oh, release buggy, poorly tested apps to the public. And interesting things happened when he pushed that button. And flipped the switch that says make changes to Audioboo without informing the users, I believe, to that effect. Well, of course, not too many people are happy with the fact that your content can no longer be distributed freely unless you join the Audioboo community. Now, for some people, they may say it's a security thing. I don't agree. Because before this was going on, anybody could listen to a clip with a link that you post to any social sharing site. This is audio that you want to distribute. This is audio you want people to hear. You don't necessarily want to keep this to yourself. You want to distribute it widely. If this were a document containing credit card numbers and very sensitive information, I could see people wanting to secure that. And that is something you do not want to distribute widely. But we're talking about stuff that, as Harpmaster said, is detrimental to the common user and to folks wanting to promote a product or service. You cannot distribute content widely when there is a restriction in place where they are saying, you must sign in or create an account in order to listen to this content. Personally, that makes no sense to me, because you are, you know, supposed to be distributing this content in order for people to know what's out there. You want people to be able to obtain resources easily. And if they click on an Audioboo, and let's say this person is a new computer user, doesn't know the logistics of how Audioboo or other websites work, and is now being told, you must sign in and create an account or create an account, and then you can listen to this. Now, other people might say, oh, go get an RSS feed. Some people do not have that ability. I do not think that limiting the listener audience is the best thing to do for business's purposes, or for business purposes and for personal use. But I'm not in charge of audio. Boom. I do not have any say in the matter. And as much as the listeners and users want to convey this message to Audioboo or Boom, no changes have been made within the last almost week that this has been announced to the world. And it's a pretty sad thing. I'm on the hunt for a cloud storage service where I can easily distribute audio. I have some stuff on my site, but that's solely for my podcast. 1 minute, pause recording. And I would like to keep it that way. I'm looking for an alternative. And if you guys know how to make an easily playable URL through Google Drive, I'm all ears. I have a Google Drive account. I'd love to use Google Drive. You know, it's a great cloud storage service. So, alrighty then. So, I pretty much have said my piece. It's really sad. I am going to start looking for alternative, you know, to share my audio. I will still use Audioboo. I'm not going to abandon it together. But if it starts getting to the point where listeners who are accessing my links from Twitter clients can't even listen to Audioboo, I probably will abandon it altogether and maybe only use it for a direct message for people that do have accounts. 12 seconds. Which, you know, I could see that being a privacy thing, but that's only for DMs. Other than that, guys, I hope you all have a great day. and let me know what you think. Take care, and thanks for listening.